In the dreary offices of 19th century St. Petersburg, Akaky Akakievich exists as little more than a human copying machine. His name itself sounds like a stutter, a linguistic reflection of his insignificance. Yet beneath this unremarkable exterior lies an extraordinary inner world. While his colleagues view copying documents as tedious drudgery, Akaky finds profound meaning in it. Letters dance before his eyes. In his dreams, the alphabet becomes a playground where he frolics with joy. When copying, his pen lovingly traces each character with artistic precision, not just performing a task, but engaging in what he considers a sacred act of creation. His colleagues mock him mercilessly, throwing paper balls at his head and making cruel jokes about his threadbare overcoat. Yet Akaky remains oblivious, retreating into his world of letters and documents. What makes him so compelling is that he represents both the tragedy and dignity of ordinary existence. In a bureaucratic system designed to crush individuality, he has found his small pocket of meaning. The true tragedy lies in how society refuses to see this inner richness. To everyone around him, Akaky is defined entirely by his external appearance, particularly his shabby overcoat. His value as a human being is measured by the quality of the cloth on his back. When Petrovich the tailor declares Akaky's overcoat beyond repair, pronouncing that the cloth is too rotten to hold a stitch, he unknowingly triggers a profound transformation. What begins as practical necessity evolves into something far deeper. The overcoat becomes a powerful metaphor for identity, social acceptance, and rebirth. For perhaps the first time, Akaky becomes aware of how others perceive him. The coat represents not just warmth, but dignity, the possibility of being seen as worthy of respect rather than ridicule. This realization is both liberating and tragic as he begins measuring his worth through material possession. Akaky's sacrifices are extraordinary, walking on tiptoes to preserve boot heels, eliminating chicken from soup, foregoing his morning biscuit. At night, he dreams of overcoats dancing beyond reach. These sacrifices elevate the garment to sacred status. When Petrovich describes the magnificent new coat with its fine lining and Siberian bear fur collar, he's selling not just a product, but a new identity. The astronomical price represents the cost of social acceptance. By negotiating through flattery, Akaky displays social skills previously unnecessary in his isolated existence. St. Petersburg under Tsar Nicholas I was a society obsessed with rank and status. Gogol depicts this rigid hierarchy through the government office, where even desk arrangements reflect stratification. The absurdity becomes evident as Akaky, the most productive employee, receives the least respect and most ridicule. The very important person embodies bureaucratic absurdity, his identity completely merged with his position. When Akaky seeks help about his stolen overcoat, the VIP sees not a suffering human, but a protocol violation, thundering, "Do you know who you're talking to?" The bureaucratic machine complicates even simple requests with elaborate procedures. Akaky's attempt to recover his stolen coat requires filing formal petitions through multiple departments and following up through proper channels, a labyrinthine process that makes justice inaccessible to ordinary citizens. Gogol brilliantly shows how this mindset infects all of society. Even Petrovich the tailor treats Akaky with contempt when discussing repairs to the old coat, but defers to him when commissioned for a new one. These interactions reveal how social hierarchies corrupt human relationships with calculations of advantage and status. The office celebration represents the pinnacle of Akaky's transformation. For one glorious day, he experiences visibility and respect. Arriving late to work, the first time ever, in his magnificent overcoat, his colleagues are genuinely awestruck. The chief clerk even mistakes him for the Tsar, a comic exaggeration that captures how dramatically Akaky's social standing has changed. Most remarkably, Akaki himself transforms, not just in others' perceptions, but in his behavior. He performs a traditional Russian dance with his special step, revealing grace no one suspected he possessed. When asked to speak, the typically timid clerk declares that the only thing better than a new overcoat is friends to celebrate it with. This statement contains both sweetness and irony, as Akaki genuinely believes he's found friendship, unaware that this acceptance depends on his new status symbol. The theft at Kalinkin Bridge serves as a brutal reminder of how fragile socially constructed identity is. When thieves steal his precious overcoat, they take more than a garment. They strip away his briefly held dignity and acceptance. Akaki's moment of greatest social triumph directly leads to his downfall, his brief taste of belonging proving more devastating than a lifetime of obscurity. Akaki's death stems not directly from the cold, but from humiliation. After losing his overcoat, his plea to the very important person results only in being berated for not following proper bureaucratic channels. This final rejection, when he is at his most vulnerable, proves fatal. His death unfolds with haunting simplicity. Collapsing in the cold, he returns to his landlady's door delirious, muttering about his overcoat. The doctor declares him beyond help, instructing her to order a coffin immediately. What kills Akaki isn't merely exposure, but the complete denial of his humanity by the system he faithfully served. Gogol refuses a conventional ending. Akaki returns as a ghost, terrorizing the streets by stealing overcoats from passersby. This ghostly vengeance represents the invisible man making himself terrifyingly visible, the powerless clerk now wielding power over those who ignored him. The ghost confronts the very important person, declaring, "I am a ninth-rank copy clerk, and a person of no consequence." This self-description contains the story's moral center. Akaki acknowledges his low status, but implicitly asserts that even a person of no consequence deserves basic dignity and justice. After the very important person recovers Akaki's overcoat and places it over the ghost's shoulders, Gogol tells us that the ghost of Akaki Akakievich was never seen again, and the people of St. Petersburg walked securely in their warm overcoats. A statement rich with meaning about redemption and social change. The very important person evolves from bureaucratic adherence to personal responsibility, finally acknowledging Akaki's humanity by this gesture. For Akaki, redemption arrives through posthumous recognition. Invisible in life, he becomes powerful in death, transforming the behavior of high officials. What he sought wasn't merely the garment, but the dignity it represented. Once his humanity is recognized, his spirit finds peace. Akaki's story permanently impacts the society that ignored him. The city's inhabitants now understand that material security depends on justice and compassion for all citizens, even those of no consequence. His suffering reveals the connections between privilege and deprivation, between callousness and its human cost. When Dostoevsky declared, "We all come out from Gogol's overcoat," he acknowledged how this story changed literature by focusing on ordinary lives and social injustice. Through Akaki, we learned that humanity isn't measured by possessions or status, but by recognizing dignity in others. The true overcoat we seek is made of recognition and compassion.